In Kyrgyzstan, ethnic Uzbeks have blockaded themselves into parts of the city of Osh, afraid of renewed raids by Kyrgyz security forces after the violent clashes that have killed up to 2,000 people in the south of the former Soviet Republic. Jonathan Veit is the UNICEF head of office in Kyrgyzstan. He was in Osh this morning to oversee the delivery of relief supplies and told us about the condition under which the victims of violence are currently living.
They're in Mahallas, which is a kind of community where they've joined with friends or relatives from their own community and have, in some cases, barricaded entrance to the area so that nobody can get in. And then when the curfew time comes at night, basically nobody will approach the area because of fears of attacks from within the barricaded area and even these reports of potential snipers and so on. So that's there, although a lot of these barricades have started to come down now and people can get in. In terms of the condition within, there are reports of a lot of trauma in terms of psychological stress, fear. There are reports also of increasing levels of diarrheal disease where overcrowding is occurring. There are even some reports of people not living in houses because there's no space, but having to live in barns or stables and other dwellings that are usually used for animals. All of this is being verified now, but not all areas have been accessed to date.